USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Friday submitted to Attorney General Bill Barr his long-awaited report on the investigation into Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential race and possible collusion with Trump associates. The Attorney General could be meeting with congressional leaders as early as this weekend. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all had their worst day since January 3rd. Heather Zumark is a financial analyst. She believes...
And the fear is that uncertainty in the UK over Brexit or Germany contracting because of their exports, which accounts for a big part of their economy. Their exports have slowed. And the fear is that this global slowdown can trickle down or trickle over into U.S. financial markets. And that's why the markets are selling off today.
Flooding in northwest Missouri is forcing evacuations. The governor has also declared a state of emergency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Another legal battle is brewing over an abortion law. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryan signed one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country on Thursday. Now the Center for Reproductive Rights, which is based in New York, but which represents Mississippi's only remaining abortion clinic in Jackson, is filing a lawsuit. The group did successfully challenge a Mississippi law that was passed last year that banned abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The new law prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat's detected, and that's about 6 weeks after a woman becomes pregnant.
Republicans Senator Martha McSally from Arizona is announcing a new military sexual assault task force. She spoke about the project while visiting Luke Air Force Base on Thursday.
Really felt the best way to do this, instead of service by service, these separate meetings, that we needed to kind of do this all together. So I asked them to create this task force that I could also participate in. It's a little non-traditional. These different branches of the government would be at the table together, but we need to solve this together.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence is visiting ICE agents in Atlanta. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement field office in Atlanta, Georgia, to talk about border security.
We are standing with you, and we will keep standing with you as you enforce our laws and keep our communities safe.
Now, the vice president noting that ICE operates under the Department of Homeland Security, created by former President George W. Bush in the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attack.
This month marks 16 years since Immigration and Customs Enforcement was created, and every single day since then. And men and women across this country, 20,000 American patriots is a part of this agency.
Democrats running for their party's presidential nomination in 2020 are staying away from next week's APEC conference and what progressive groups see as a sign of a shifting political tide. Jeff Balaban is with the American Center for Law and Justice. He tells Fox News,
"This is truly reached a crisis level where now virtue signaling on the left means not to say we support Israel, or now they're trying to use different explanations for it. Even Ilhan Omar is trying to use different explanations for it. They keep on moving that bar. Oh, we like Israel, we just don't like Likud. We don't like Bibi Netanyahu. We like, but we don't." They've gotten to the point now where if you can't come to APAC, the most centrist organization, where everyone has always gone, with this, the common denominator across the board, what you're really saying is, we don't support Israel anymore.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
At NewbieBuickGMC.com, your next car is just a click away. Avoid the hassle of the car lot shuffle at NewbieBuickGMC.com. You can easily search cars and trucks by make, model, and feature. Check out the complete lineup of 2019 GMCs and Buicks. Right now, you can get a savings of over $11,000 off MSRP on 2019 GMC 1500 trucks. And get special deals on GMC Acadias, heavy-duty Duramax diesel trucks, and Buick LaCrosse. All of them include manufacturer deals like select cash and bonus cash in addition to the already low newbie price. Call today and ask for me, Todd Johnson, and I will make your first car payment up to $500. You heard right. In addition to all the great deals and rebates Newbie has to offer, I am going to make your first car payment for you.
Shop online for your car anywhere you are. Go to NewbieBuickGMC.com for specials and daily updates. Experience car buying the newbie way at NewbieBuickGMC.com today. And don't forget, Todd Johnson is making your first car payment.
Question authority. And when authority answers, arch one eyebrow and ask, is that so? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Arrest him.
For what?
He's dangerous.
For libel. He's a spy.
Father, that man's bad.
There's no law against that.
There is God's law.
Then God can arrest him.
While you talk, he's gone.
And go he should if he were the devil himself until he broke the law.
So, now you give the devil benefit of law.
Yes, what would you do? Cut a great road through the law to get after the devil?
Yes. I'd cut down every law in England to do that.
Oh? And when the last law was down and the devil turned round on you, where would you hide, Roper? The law's all being flat. This country is planted thick with laws from coast to coast, man's laws, not God's. And if you cut them down, and you're just the man to do it, do you really think you could stand upright in the winds that would blow then? Yes, I'd give the devil benefit of law for my own safety's sake.
I'm going to turn your mics on. Here we go.
Hi, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I have special guests in, but I did want to make a few comments, so. Welcome, and what a great clip. That was from A Man for All Seasons.
That's right.
Man for All Seasons. I love it. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Big thank you to Brad Meltzer for coming on. And, you know, interesting, and the reason I was saying that at the very end of the interview, we were talking about the first conspiracy, the plot to kill George Washington, his new book. And so When we were chatting, I always think history repeats itself. And those closest to George Washington in their governmental role were the ones plotting to kill him. I'm just going to leave that right there. So I'm going to leave that right there because as we can see through assassinations in history and some different things, JFK, you know, different stories that come out. It doesn't surprise me if it was somebody that was in the government arena or those arenas that would carry that out. And why do I say that? It's the same people that wanted to carry it out about George Washington. I don't think much changes in history. So there you go. There's my two cents. If you listen to the show, you know where I stand. But I think that his book was great, and he had to go into the cobwebs to do it. And there's one thing that I think is kind of an interesting part of examining history is that it is so hard to find the works now to substantiate stories. You have to go to journals. You have to go to the cobwebs of the oldest libraries, of the oldest places, of people's attics to find the books that aren't in print anymore, to substantiate or to go back into history and find these things. And I always think that is always worthy of a read, because when you can kind of examine history, when I examine that story, I'm going, well, that's more proof that that we need to be careful of the very people that we're told not to fear. And so that's what it means to me. It just means history repeats itself. But I just want to give you my two cents. Didn't have time at the last of the hour, but it was good to talk to Brad. And I have attorney Nathan Kaplan on, professor of history and economics. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks.
And he's actually been on the show before, by the way, a couple of years back, I think.
Yeah.
And right. We've always had some very interesting conversations. And then Dr. Weston Jameson, economist and social scientist professor. And let me say that
We're going to have some interesting dialogue, and you can get in on this too. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. I think because we're going to go into a lot of different areas. You had me play this clip. This clip is at the beginning of the show. Very interesting clip about the law.
That's right.
Yes. You're an attorney. That would make sense.
A film based on Robert Bolt's A Man for All Seasons.
And yes.
And the star of that show, or at least the character star of that show, is Sir Thomas More, who's mm-hmm. a Catholic who holds to the church's teachings rather than King Henry VIII's corrupt requirements. Mm-hmm. And so Aristotle argues with respect to the rule of law that rulers should be appointed to be only guardians and the servants of the law. And what we call democracy in America is actually some sort of representative republic that's constitutionally restrained.
Mm-hmm.
But let's break down the word democracy. It comes from a Greek word.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if anybody knows, but it comes from demokratia, which is demos, mm-hmm. or okay. people, and then kratos is rule or strength. So it's a strength or rule of the people. And anyway, there's so many things intertwined here, from higher education to the massive bureaucracy that rules the United States now from Washington, D.C.
Sure.
Like Benjamin Page at Princeton University has pointed out that mm-hmm. in 1,777 federal policies that were analyzed through statistical analysis, it showed that mass popularity mm-hmm. on any of these issues had zero statistical significance. Influence on the outcome of any of these policies, literally zero.
Interesting.
So you could say we don't actually have a democracy in the United States of America, but it's not just because we have a constitutional republic. It's because we have a massive bureaucracy. You can never remove these people except mm-hmm. for the very top. And that's only executive action. Everybody below the
tiers.
Top guy,
mm-hmm.
we're talking literally over a million people, can never be removed because Congress has granted not only their power to these people who are unelected, but protected them from any democratic influences. Okay, so how does that connect to what we're seeing on higher education right now?
And welcome to you, Weston. Sorry about that. Dr. James says, how does that? Because I think what people get caught up in is the liberal left is going to say we're a democracy. We're for the people, by the people. And that's what they put together. We're a republic. But the republic, we're chosen by the people. The republic, the form of government is chosen by the people. It's representative government. And so where do they get that wrong? Where do they get it wrong and where do they get it right?
Well, look.
Let's hear it. I want you to tackle that.
All right. So that's kind of a big topic. But just going back to what Professor Kaplan was talking about, this idea that we can't take out these people.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that especially we experience on college campuses,
mm-hmm.
That we see our own students trying to tackle this problem by force.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Essentially trying to maneuver the top people in these colleges being forced out mm-hmm. by demand. Mm-hmm. Essentially coming into their office, having sit-ins, instead of actually using the power of our government, using mm-hmm. their ability to vote. Instead, they're trying to move these people outside.
Manipulate.
Yes, exactly.
Manipulate.
So if I were to make the connection from my mm-hmm. thing that, I mean, the Bundys experienced mm-hmm. some of the power of the federal government.
Right.
And insane punishments. I mean, we're talking the federal guidelines are, when it comes to federal sentencing, I mean, it's unconscionable.
Sure. And they win 98%
people
of their cases.
Getting life sentences for...
yeah.
You know, at a state level, you probably get a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so to connect that to higher education, what I'm seeing, and I'm going to channel Jonathan Haidt, social psychologist from NYU, Robert Bolt, the playwright, and Sir Thomas More, John Locke, who wrote two treatises, mm-hmm. Government, and then, of course, the U.S. Constitution. So synthesizing all of those points into one to move it over to higher education, starting, according to Haidt, Jonathan Haidt, in the mid-1990s, there was this movement to make sure that children never were without supervision.
Mm-hmm.
And children's play, according to psychologists, is absolutely imperative to develop the tools for democracy. And I think Wes, I can't speak for Wes, but I don't see there to be a big divide between conservatives and liberals anymore. Now it's a divide between those who care about freedom and those who are authoritarian. And so starting in about 1996, mm-hmm. children don't have a lot of opportunity outside of rural areas, at least, and poorer families, interestingly, to exercise self-governance. And so they don't learn how to engage in democracy and persuade other people. They learn how to appeal to authority.
Right.
And you'll find that people on elite college campuses, the four-year residential college campuses that are elite, they become angry mm-hmm. when people suggest that they should have liberty. And they say, no, that's awful. And they drove right. out the Christophuses.
You can't be trusted with liberty.
Yale. Right. And so, because, and why right. is that? Is it really a safe space they're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. Liberty undermines their power because they were trained to appeal to authority.
Ah.
And think about when 30 million of those people become voters.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to demand? That's kind of scary.
Right. That is kind of scary because they're learning how to be extremely manipulative, even with just a...
Absolutely.
You know, and to engage in force, that's the only way to get the yeah. result. It's the only way.
Remember when the ACLU supported freedom of speech?
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. Back
yeah,
in the 90s,
it's
the
hard
good days.
To find a moment in which they do. It's like the bully pulpet. If it's a the bully pulpit's been invented.
I wish it were only that.
Yeah.
And it now goes it's much like further. Destroying people's reputations, taking away their livelihoods, and mm-hmm. even threatening them overseas with investigations by police officers for speaking the wrong words.
Right. Man, we are in 1984 or George Orwell for sure.
I got to hand it yeah. over to Wes though. Right
yeah.
now, Dr. Jameson.
Yes.
Well, it's scary to be on campus, is it not? Like
yeah,
it is. We're always
you
guarding
both
ourselves.
Are. Yeah.
Like I long for the days when I was in college and professors could say whatever they wanted to.
Isn't that the truth? Because yeah. you really do feel like you're walking on eggshells, that the triggering goes on at any moment. We've talked to Dr. Pesta about this. He comes on the show every week. He's one of the only other conservatives out there. And you come from a very kind of libertarian, right, standpoint, which...
Yeah, I'm a classical liberal,
yeah,
if I had to identify.
Which is truly... You know, trying to teach truth, I think truth resonates. I think when the kids actually hear truth, but they have to hear it. They have to understand it. They have to absolutely be able to identify it. If all we're teaching them is how to force, right? How to...
Well, you know, the thing is, they want their own truth. Mm-hmm. They want their idea of truth. If we try to, as professors, if we try to go in there and try to change their mind about something, instead of actually thinking about that thought... Their first thought is immediately get this guy off campus.
Right.
And
right.
we're lucky that we live in a state like Utah that's mm-hmm. fairly conservative. But in the more liberal campuses in California.
We're live in Chicago right now. We're live all over the place right yeah, now. And you're going to find that you're going to find totally different mixes. And a lot. What did they have? The poll came out. 39% of colleges, only 39% have somebody on their staff that's a conservative.
Oh, yeah.
Or
what was the breakdown of administrators
it's
on campus?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Dr. Samuel Abrams said mm-hmm. that of administrators, and these are the people that have the most power on campus, that liberal to conservative is 12 to 1. 12 to 1.
That's...
2% of English professors nationwide are Republicans.
Right.
2%. One
right.
out of 50.
Right. And of those Republicans, do they understand really what freedom is? Sometimes we like government light, depending on whatever you
oh, yeah.
adopt as your
I've noticed that
political.
About some of our,
yeah, yeah. I mean, we're looking yeah. at we're looking at do you really understand what freedom is? Do you understand the Constitution? And that is really what we're lacking. We're lacking any of these kids going through the system and coming out on the other side knowing anything about the Constitution. They just did a poll. Only one in five, I think. The Bill of Rights understood. We have such a crisis of truth, of understanding of the law. What if they read Bastiat early on? Can you imagine
oh, yeah,
what a
law.
World this would
choice.
Be? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
The 2018 Lincoln Continental is one drive you're sure to remember. With standard dynamic torque vectoring, all-wheel drive, and up to 400 horsepower. How about Lincoln Continental's lane-keeping system, blind spot detection, adaptive cruise control, and multi-contour seating? It's a drive you'll remember and one you'll wish to repeat. Right now, up to $12,000 in total savings from MSRP of $47,185. At Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. In stock only financing through Lincoln AFS OAC. See dealer for details.
Camping World 7th Annual Open House is here. March 22nd and 23rd only at Camping World in St. George. Enjoy family entertainment,
raffles,
prizes,
and huge discounts on new RVs.
This is your opportunity to save huge on your next RV. Plus, enjoy a free lunch catered by Lonnie Boys Barbecue from 11 to 1 during our biggest event of the year. It all happens at Camping World 7th Annual Open House, March 22nd and 23rd on Hilton Drive at Camping World in St. George.
Can you imagine not being stressed going to the dentist? So often, going to the dentist includes feeling pressured. Well, you don't have to imagine anymore. At Imagine Family Dentistry, they believe in no pressure. They'll tell you what you need, and you tell them what you want. And if you don't have insurance, it's okay. Imagine Family Dentistry has a value savings plan. You can save hundreds of dollars utilizing it. And with their new patient exam, they just make it so easy. At Imagine Family Dentistry, new patients receive an exam, a cleaning, x-rays, and a hygiene kit, all for only $75. At that price, you can afford to get the whole family in. Just imagine a dentist that doesn't pressure you. They simply take care of you and your family. Visit Imagine Family Dentistry today, located off Bluff Street between Kmart and Smith's, or find them at ImagineFamilyDentistry.com. That's ImagineFamilyDentistry.com.
Are you trying to lose weight and get in shape? Are you trying to recover from an injury or surgery? Or are you trying to improve your overall health? A swim spa or hot tub can offer you a multitude of options to lose weight, get in shape, and improve your cardiovascular health. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool has an amazing combination hot tub swim spa unit. Let Absolute Spa show you how quick, easy, and affordable it can be to own your own hot tub or swim pool. Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool, 765 North Bluff Street, or AbsoluteComfortUtah.com to learn more.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code CANYON.
It's Ram Truck Month from now until the end of March at Stephen Wade Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. And we have lots and lots of Ram trucks, about 200 to be exact, on the ground with more coming. So come in and get up to $14,600 off a new 2018 Ram 1500, or how about 0% for 72 months for all 2018 heavy-duty 2500, 3500s, and 1500s. Will not be undersold. We'll meet or beat any Vegas, Salt Lake, or Idaho deal. All reasons why, you've got it made at Stephen Wade. 0% is in lieu of all rebates and CCAP savings. With approved credit.
You've probably heard it before. After the end of a relationship or marriage, a kindly friend or relative will offer those famous words of support. There are plenty of fish in the sea. Well, that kindly friend or relative is wrong. Dead wrong. And not because you're hideous and undesirable, but because the fact is, many fish are declining in number. Now, here's the part where you might ask, what can I do? Well, I'll tell you. On your next date, if you're going out for a nice meal or cooking a romantic dinner at home, be sure to choose fish that are plentiful or caught in an environmentally friendly way. That way, you'll help keep the oceans healthy and full of fish, and you'll look like a sensitive, caring person to whomever you're with. Now, that's sure to score you some major points. To find out how to make the right seafood choices and help protect our oceans, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to GetGreen.com. It's easy to do, and let's be honest, now that you're single and lonely, you've got the time. That's GetGreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise.
Kate Daly Show. I'm so glad that you are tuning in. And I actually asked Attorney Nathan Kaplan and, of course, Dr. Wes Jamieson to come in because Dr. Jamieson had written a great piece on the economy of love, which is kind of fascinating, kind of interesting. And I want to share that with you. First, I want to take a phone call. Why not? You guys are up for a phone call.
Sure.
We'll take a caller on a Friday show. I love it. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, well, one of the problems with today's youth is they're really taught critical thinking in school. Mm-hmm. They're just taught rote repetition and basic facts and information, mm-hmm. but they don't know how to get to that information because they don't have to go to a card catalog. They don't have to look it up in a Britannica. It's just type it in, and there it is. There's right. no critical thinking involved.
Boy, isn't that the truth. And then they're taught to just, I don't know, go by the old, political awareness line, and they shut themselves down. We actually are teaching our kids in a lot of ways to shut down and go by whatever forceful entity out there wants to shut down speech. We just, just be nice and go along with it. That's why they're on this niceness campaign. We're already a nice people. The niceness part of that, I don't think people get that, is that you bow down. You bow down to somebody trying to force you to tell you what to say.
It's niceness like the dead Kennedys, California Uber Alice.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate that. You're right on the money. Go ahead.
The importance is groupthink over individual thought.
Yes.
Individual thought is talked down rather than inspired.
Yes. Collective speech. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
The caller brings up a very valid point because, mm-hmm. You get points in this society for mm-hmm. agreeing with this group thing,
yep.
instead of actually being yourself,
Yeah. So I want to hear economy of love because this is interesting and I think everyone should hear.
Yeah. Well, one of the bigger questions that we have in our society right now as a social scientist and thinking is why are we absolutely not marrying each other these days? Mm-hmm. What is going on?
Yeah.
And we've looked at this from all sorts of different ways. We looked at it from the political point
data.
Of view. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I've been thinking about and one of the things that I'm writing about and doing is thinking about this from an economic perspective. And when we think about love and we think about marriage, we think about sex.
Mm-hmm.
And we each have values that there's a market for sex between men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just face facts. Women hold all the cards when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
Right. So really what it comes down to is that we each have values that we seek. Women have youth, beauty, reproductive
mm-hmm.
ability.
Sure.
Men have resources, strength, and survival ability,
mm-hmm.
And so this creates a market, right? And one of the things that we have to understand about this market is men want sex more than women. So mm-hmm. women are able to use this as a resource.
Right.
And in general, men have more resources than women, so yeah. they're able to use that, right?
And women did. They invented the headache. Yes, go ahead. You're exactly right on the money. Yep.
But what's happened these days is...
It's a Friday
that's
show.
Funny. I love
go
it.
Ahead.
The price of sex has lowered dramatically for several reasons. First of all, we can say in the 70s, the pill was invented.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore,
mm-hmm.
taking a lot of the risk right? from women to therefore
right. yeah, yeah,
use
sure.
that resource. But... some other things have happened. The internet has happened. The
sure.
market has expanded. Women can now use their resource freely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Men no longer have to put forth this idea of marriage out there
right.
to receive this benefit
right.
of sex. And this is a big problem. We're seeing fertility rates absolutely drop in this country.
That's true.
And these are huge problems that we're trying to tackle.
We've also seen morality go in the can because, we've opened up that field and that has been sort of the mantra since the 60s is you don't need all that. You can do whatever you want. There's no consequence to it. There's no consequence to it. And it's all about desire. Fulfill your desire and that's it. End of story, right?
And men want morality in women.
Yeah.
We want morality in women.
Right.
Yes.
Isn't that kind of, isn't it interesting?
How have the number of sex partners changed over the last, 30 years?
Well, obviously, I do have stats on that. The number of partners that women have completely increased.
Sure. Sure.
When you take away the risk.
Like by a factor of four.
Yeah, when you take away the risk, honestly, mm-hmm. women are going to have more partners.
So it's changed our families.
Absolutely.
It's changed marriage.
It's changing our political system, too.
Yeah.
It's
changed the voice of women, too. It's changed where we were talking about this on the break. Everybody knows I'm an anti-feminist. I'm not an anti-feminist because I don't believe in women. I am a woman. I believe in myself, but I'm not superior to somebody else.
Fair.
Because I'm a woman. So, so that's why that whole piece of junk that we're sold and our girls are being sold on superpower, supergirl, you have it all, you don't need anyone else, and let's go ahead and demean men message is so damaging. But it did stem a little bit from this too, did it not?
Well, now that we have more women in the workforce, they don't need our resources.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting married.
Right.
Nobody's having babies.
Right.
This is a bigger problem than we think.
They're living in the basement, and it's declined. It has declined so much. In Japan, it's like becoming extinct, you know?
Yes.
And you'll see changes around the world.
Japan's population has fallen by about 250,000 people every year.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
And the American replacement rate, we're not meeting replacement rate.
No.
We are 1.7.
But we do have lots of immigration. So
yeah. So what are the kids, when you are giving these presentations, because at a college level, you know, I mean, who says these things, right? I mean, honestly, your two guys in my studio right now, it's hard to say these things to one. You don't know how they're going to react. You know, you don't know whether you're going to be, you know, diving from knives, you know, coming at you. So nobody knows the reaction, and everybody's walking on eggshells. They shouldn't be, but that's how it is.
Well, people want to keep their jobs.
So, well,
I love my job.
Yeah, right?
You know? But at the same time, I think these
facts
need to get out
there. So what's the reaction?
Well, so when I gave this lecture, I got blank stares. Coming back at me,
you
know, I mean,
that doesn't go along with what I read in Vogue. Cosmo's not saying that.
And really, I just started, after the lecture, I started getting a little worried, you know, what is administration going to think and these kind of things. But, you know, thankfully, my administration is really open to academic freedom. This is exactly
why we started out with, you know, Attorney Nate Kaplan talking about the fact that we are in a society where they're choking us. They're forcing us to only say certain things. And then in the arena of colleges, the kids are almost afraid to speak out and to say the truth. They don't learn the truth. We're not teaching them the truth. You guys are probably such an exception to the rule. PEST is an exception to the rule. And so so I'm sure you had a lot of deer in the headlights, because they're trained to only, it's like, this is the one way, and we're going to force everybody to think this.
Yes.
And it's all based on nonsense, but we're going to make sure it is represented as factual.
Absolutely.
I've found that I think a majority of students seem to naturally embrace the idea of all sorts of ideas coming into the classroom. And I do it in a way that's not particularly harsh, but it's super open. It's what liberalism used to be. Now we have authoritarianism that masquerades as tolerance. It's no longer tolerance. They don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
But I bring into my classroom every semester a communist who's very, very intelligent, a friend of mine, so we can argue back and forth between communism and capitalism.
Isn't it funny that it's even an argument? But yes, go ahead.
Right.
Because you're thinking...
It's really important to understand both sides of the argument.
It is. Because I have Russian friends who think that the collective is awesome. How could you not want to be part of the collective?
And I have some Russian friends that are super individualistic and almost anarchist. Like, it's very interesting. So... a lot of the students, I tell them, listen, the reason we bring in all sorts of ideas, and the reason I don't care if you're a fascist, a communist, a libertarian, or something in between, I want you to share your idea. Because this is a place where your ideas don't follow you out of the classroom. You're not going to be punished for having thoughts. We have to be able to engage in free thought, which was the purpose of a university, so that we can have all these socially taboo and socially accepted thoughts go back and forth.
Right.
So we have a thesis and an antithesis that creates a new synthesis.
Like an actual dialogue.
Gets us near truth with a lowercase t.
Right.
So we can understand facts.
I know Dr. Pesta actually has to have the kids sign I'm going to be offended and I'm not going to be bugged by that. And here's my signature on the dotted line. He makes them sign it.
Being offended is good, right? I mean, it allows
Dr.
for open thought.
I love being offended.
Yeah. I love Dr. Pesta. He was talking about the first black dean at Harvard Law School.
Yeah.
I mean, we have people who are saying, hey, you're very evil for representing Harvey Weinstein. In other words, they're saying the rule of law is offensive to me. Now, that's Stalinism. It's authoritarianism.
Yes.
It's. I mean, if you believe in democracy or the rule of law, it's antithetical to America.
Absolutely.
So
I totally agree. And so all these things are so intertwined. That's what we don't get. Free speech has so much to do with how our culture has adopted this and has taken this. And now we are in the state of the Me Too. Women have to be believed, period. End of story. No law involved. No free speech involved. You cannot say the otherwise. Otherwise, you are ostracized in society. That's how free speech is forced, right?
And this is another reason why, you know, marriage is scary for men.
Right.
even guys going to talk to girls, they're having to deal with this right. Me Too issue, you know?
Isn't it the truth, though? You're right, though. They don't know what the rules are anymore.
Men do not know.
A guy wants to give me a compliment. Are they allowed to? You know, am I going to freak out? Yes. Am I going to demonize? No, actually, bring on the compliments. Nice. Because I'm an actual normal person. And who says that's really nice of you to say? But you have these women that are wrapped up in their own version of themselves and get triggered easily, will see that as an attack. Wow, we have a weird society.
Yeah, this
you
all
poor
began
guys.
On the university campus
right.
with feminist studies now called grievance studies.
Yeah. What is it called?
They're calling it grievance studies now. Not gender studies, not feminist studies, grievance studies.
Why don't we just give it a symbol like Prince gave himself? Where no one can say it. It's really super confusing. And then everyone goes, formerly known as. We'll just do a formerly known as. I swear these people, I don't know. What do you think it is that they get so wrapped up in how they, is it just self-centeredness times 1,000? What is it that gets somebody saying, you have to listen to me and mine's the only voice?
Jonathan Haidt points out, and I go back to him because he studied this and he's just the leading expert on these issues, I think. In his psychological analysis of 18th century macro behavior in the culture, it was an honor culture, which is why Alexander Hamilton was killed by Aaron Burr, because Alexander Hamilton apparently insulted Aaron Burr. And it's like, you insulted me, I'm going to kill you. And now, so we take that honor culture, skip over the dignity culture of the 19th century, which is basically, I'm not even going to respond because your behavior doesn't dignify a response, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the old term, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Mr. Rogers was right that words actually do hurt. But the question is, do you use government to punish people who engage in hurtful words? And hopefully not. But Haidt points out that we have this combination of honor culture and victim culture that's combined into basically the violence of dueling. Mm-hmm. You want to destroy somebody's livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're talking about taking food out of their children's mouths because of something they've said.
Right.
Like Nicholas Christakis at Yale University. He was threatened with being driven out of Yale. He was one of their leading professors because he defended his wife.
Right.
And his wife said, you students at the most elite university in America, probably the world, one of the most elite, you're old enough and mature enough to decide what Halloween costume you will wear.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And they actually had to take a hiatus and leave this university.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's getting really bad.
It's victim culture and honor culture.
Hey, we have so much to talk about on this issue, and I want to get back into your lecture too, because I think that the data that you talked about too is important, and it's important to understand. This is why we're at this point. You know, some truth. Remember that word? Yeah, that. I know. It's so hard out there. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
More and more businesses are planning events where they need quick but flavorful lunches to help keep their presentations moving. Whether you're hosting a luncheon, workshop, or meeting, box lunches are the answer. At Catering Concepts, our gourmet box lunches are perfect for feeding large and small groups in your office with the convenience of individual lunches, customized with a tasty main dish, dessert, and water bottle. All meals come in an easy-to-use container ready to go. Call 435-574-0059. That's 574-0059.
This is James over at Garage Doors Only. Did you know that replacing your garage door gives you the most bang for your buck when you're remodeling? Here at Garage Doors Only, we can assist you in picking out a perfectly matched garage door for your home. Do you have an HOA? No problem. Is your house over 10 years old? Not a problem. Come visit our showroom at 689 North Bluff, and I will personally help you pick out the best-looking, energy-efficient door for your needs. We team with LiftMaster and Clopay to bring you the best warranties in the business. Schedule your appointment today at 435-868-1200.
Are you ready for this? Introducing the Southern Utah's RV, Boat, and Power Sports Show, hosted by the Red Cliffs Mall. Biggest three-day event in St. George history. Hundreds of the latest and greatest from all manufacturers on display and sale. RVs from Nielsen RV. Boats from RPM. Power Sports from Triple S Polaris. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, March 22nd through the 24th. Spring is right around the corner, so don't miss out at the Red Cliffs Mall. For more event details, visit any one of Nielsen RV stores or, as always, nielsenrv.com.
save every day. It's Finley Hyundai.
March Mayhem is underway at the Hyundai Spring Fever Sales Event at Finley Hyundai.
Get out and enjoy spring in your 2019 Hyundai Santa Fe.
Now as little as $23,999.
That's a lot of SUV for under $24,000.
Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance,
America's best warranty.
10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty.
Come pick from the Hyundai family of SUVs during the Hyundai Spring Fever Sales Event
at Finley Hyundai on the savings side of the freeway.
FinleyHyundaiSt.George.com.
Quality Lenders.
Do you need cash right now? Since 2003, Quality Lenders has been providing you with the cash you need when you need it. At Quality Lenders, we understand that car repairs, medical bills, or other unexpected and unplanned expenses can happen to anyone. Quality Lenders is simply your best choice for those little financial hiccups. We keep it easy and affordable. There's never an application fee or a processing fee. And the faster you pay off the loan, the less it costs you. So if you need cash right now, apply online at QualityLendersInc.com or stop in. We are located on the corner of Bluff Street and St. George Boulevard. Si necesita dinero en efectivo, cuente con Quality Lenders.
Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y. Quality Lenders.
So you think you're ready to retire? Don't make a move till you've checked out your family and your retirement with Abe Ashton and Eric Nimmer. Tuesday at 5 on St. George News Radio, 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
Attention homeowners, has your heating and AC system struggled and you've wondered when is the best time to upgrade that old system? Now is a great time during the milder season where you probably aren't using your system as much and the guys at Air Care Professional have more time available. Plus, get up to $2,450 off in rebates on a new system and 0% equipment finance options OAC. Air Care Professionals and Bryant are doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Call Air Care Professionals today, 628-2423, or online at aircareprofessionals.com.
At NewbieBuickGMC.com, your next car is just a click away. Avoid the hassle of the car lot shuffle at NewbieBuickGMC.com. You can easily search cars and trucks by make, model, and feature. Check out the complete lineup of 2019 GMCs and Buicks. Right now, you can get a savings of over $11,000 off MSRP on 2019 GMC 1500 trucks. And get special deals on GMC Acadias, heavy-duty Duramax diesel trucks, and Buick LaCrosse. All of them include manufacturer deals like select cash and bonus cash in addition to the already low newbie price. Call today and ask for me, Todd Johnson, and I will make your first car payment up to $500. You heard right. In addition to all the great deals and rebates Newbie has to offer, I am going to make your first car payment for you.
Shop online for your car anywhere you are. Go to NewbieBuickGMC.com for specials and daily updates. Experience car buying the newbie way at NewbieBuickGMC.com today. And don't forget, Todd Johnson is making your first car payment.
Coming soon to St. George, You Break, I Fix. The best choice for businesses to fix cell phones, tablets, PCs, Macs, drones, game consoles, and so much more. Diagnostics are always free, and each repair comes with a 90-day warranty and a low-price guarantee. Download the You Break, I Fix mobile app and get a $10 discount on your first repair.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Fun conversation to have, because any woman liberal hearing this are going to be, they're going to be tearing their hair out, which is okay with me. Because the truth isn't ever told. It's just the lies. And I get really tired of it. And I know all of you do too. And this is why we're in some of the messes we're in, is because we've allowed it. We've allowed it through consent, because we stay silent because we're afraid to offend. Well, they're not afraid to offend. They're not afraid to force. And so we're talking to two college professors that are weighing in on this, because so few actually do. And I think this is so worthy of a conversation, can I just say? Because I'm probably one of the only anti-feminist women on the dial today in America, and I'm very loud about it, only because I have to be, because there's just not a lot of voices that will say these things.
Very brave.
But let me say, we have to start saying these things a lot more. And that's why, even in this conversation, I don't want to be afraid to say things, because we have to hear this side. Your study or your presentation on the economy of love, what was surprising to you, Dr. Jameson?
Well, I think what was surprising to my students was the fact that I was really talking about what their sexual value was worth to the other side.
Right, sure.
You know, we live in this world right now where it's like we're just supposed to be, we love you for who you are.
Right, right.
You know, but in fact,
we love that the world revolves around
right,
you.
Right, but we have things to offer, you know. And one of the things that really is kind of, I don't know, scary to say in this kind of environment is that women offer sex.
Yeah.
That women have this resource that they can
control.
Give away. Mm-hmm. They can control at certain prices.
And
you know?
They do.
Yes. And the price is lowering.
Yes.
That's the really sad part.
It really
part.
Is. It is low. I feel like it's lowering.
So
the
why is that sad, Wes, in your opinion?
Well, because typically women used to give away their body for marriage.
Yeah.
Because that was a high price.
It
still is a high price.
It was.
But now you can go to a club and for the price of about $35 to $40 of drinks.
Yeah. You know what, though? What you're saying is exactly right on. And I know everyone out there is going, yep, it's true, and no one will say it because the feminists become unglued. Well, they're going to become unglued about anything. And that's why a lot of them are single. They really, truly are. So they're not going to find anyone. They're single. Who wants that? No one. And this is part of the problem, is it not?
Yes.
So we have a lot of non-relationships happening because if women are holding the cards to that, if the value of women is going down because of this, because they're using that, and then we also have a culture that says that families and marriage aren't protected by that thing that you're supposed to do with your spouse, right? You're supposed to do it within the bounds of marriage, right?
That's
so
right.
So we have changed that, and how much has it changed our society?
It's absolutely changed our society
in every way, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
The law, the in the ways of free speech, in the ways of the forcing of the control of free speech. They don't want people to address that even in the classroom. Am I right? Because you can't, because women are too offended. But it's the truth.
It is the truth, and I get scared again. But my institution provides me a lot of leeway.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of institutions that wouldn't. There's a
You're
lot of institutions
exactly
where
right.
I'd be out on the road.
And so Wes and I have, I don't know how many hours of argument and debate and conversation we've had. But, I mean, he knows I'm very much an egalitarian and maybe even what was once called a feminist. But what passes for feminism today doesn't advance women's rights or their opportunity. It actually advances a statist culture where there's lots of gaps in our culture that break apart because of the weakening of the family. And what oozes into that is government control.
Right.
And so, like, I've read gender studies textbooks that are pure Marxism.
Mm-hmm.
No, I misspoke. They're pure Leninism.
Ah.
And so they're not even talking about gender so much as having an all-controlling government.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a paraphrase from one of the pages in a gender studies textbook that was at a university that I visited. It was, the economy matters to the government, because that's how the government gets taxes to do all the things it needs to do for us.
Hmm.
And I'm like, how is that feminism?
Right, right.
I mean, that's not empowering women. I mean, in one definition of egalitarianism, I mean, Kate Daly is the ultimate feminist because she's an independent, powerful, influential woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what women were fighting for throughout the 20th century, at least certainly the first half. And now we're using women as pawns, I think.
Yeah, they got
to
hijacked.
Advance Stalinism, authoritarianism,
yes.
and very ugly things.
In the name of them being powerful.
Right. And
right?
it screws
Claiming
over everybody
power.
Else because it changes the balance of the equilibrium that most of us naturally want. If in a free society, you don't have to stay at the equilibrium. We should be free and egalitarian enough to let people depart from whatever gender roles are typically assumed. But to try and change it for everyone makes a lot of people miserable.
We destroyed what happens naturally. You correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like we destroyed what happens naturally because in my marriage, naturally, my husband puts me on a pedestal for being his wife, right? Absolutely. Treats me like a queen, okay?
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
amazing.
As he should.
And then I turn around and I treat him with total respect and love, and I treat him in the same manner. That happens naturally without force,
right?
That's right.
Because of my role in the family and because of his role in the family.
We don't need coercion to have that happen.
Exactly. And then the women out there are trying coercion to demand respect, demand love, demand all of these things, and it changes it.
Conspiratorial, but let me just say this.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people behind this, the radical, ugly, coercive aspect of what you're talking about, are actually powerful white men.
Yes. Yes.
Most
you're,
of
no,
them
you're right. You're actually right. It's kind of like the Liberal Party praising themselves for being so multicultural, but usually they're That's always right. usually white. And
you pull back the curtain, there's some fat white guy.
Yeah, something there. Wrong with that. And so I agree with this is because the it's the force and the demand. When you demand respect, because I know women out there, I have some friends like this. Ugh. Anyway, and we're still friends, but it's just, it's so annoying. And I want, makes me want to throw up, but it's the demanding that you, that the demand that you will treat me a certain way. You'll act a certain way toward me. Why don't they want that to happen naturally? Why don't they allow it to happen naturally? Because it would be so much better, but they don't. Why do they have to force it?
Well, maybe it's because they haven't, we should want to earn that mm-hmm. instead of demand.
Yes.
That.
Amen.
And Wes, let me throw in just this
Please,
one
go ahead, yeah.
context here.
Yes.
Remember, we're talking about universities.
Uh-huh.
Most people don't go to the universities we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority of the women on campus aren't participating in this. We're talking about a very small elite group
mm-hmm.
that tries to make life miserable for everyone else to right. empower themselves. It's all about power.
Isn't that
I mean, the
true?
Postmodernists are right in one sense. Except that the people who advance postmodernism are actually the guilty parties.
Yeah. See, I walk into a kitchen, and I've said this before on the show, to make my man a sandwich, okay? I'm making him
wow,
a sandwich.
You're amazing.
I know, right? I make in today's world, yes. I'm making him a sandwich, and am I doing it because I'm his slave? No. I'm doing it because when I serve him, it grows my love for him, and maybe I wanted to make him a sandwich. Maybe it's just because it's an act of service in which he does many more acts of service for me than I do for him. But without that being said, I'm doing it as an act of service. I am not on the couch demanding that he fan me while he make me a sandwich and deliver it and feed it to me. And that's what the feminists are doing. So if I want to make the guy a sandwich, I'm going to make him a sandwich. And guess what? Maybe tomorrow he'll make me one. But as a woman, I'm not going to say now, on equality, you better go in and make me that sandwich because I made you one yesterday. I don't say that to him because if he chooses to do it out of love, great, but I don't want to sit there and demand it. Do you know what I mean? There's such a difference in the way that
love is the key. That is the one panacea for society.
Yeah, and people will tell me, well, you're a slave. I'm not a slave. I walked into the kitchen on my own accord. I wanted to make the guy a sandwich.
Well,
I'm going to do it. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Yeah. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
When did we stop spanking children?
Well, that's a whole other show. Thank you for that contribution. Anyways,
question.
I agree. And there's probably a lot of people that need a good spanking. What can we say? I will venture to guess that women out there need to learn a very big lesson, and that is to start respecting others. And guess what? They'll naturally get it back. They don't even have to demand it. I can save them a lot of time and energy. And they march for it. They do all these things for it. But really and truly, even the difference between the Women's March and the March for Life, I had women that were centered on family, thinking about their offspring, thinking about other people's offspring, thinking about how to preserve the value of life. And there was a glow about these women. I go to the Women's March and I see a bunch of angry women stomping around in their combat boots going, "We demand, we demand." And I'm going, "Can anyone else see this? This is insanity."
Yeah, well, we live in such a
By
world.
By their fruits, that's all I have to say.
We live in such a world that a perverse version of feminism that pervades our lifestyle isn't exactly what the original feminists even envisioned.
It's
far more than equality. And if you really, really, really want it, if you look across the world in places like Saudi Arabia and all these other places, you're looking at places that need feminism, that absolutely need feminism. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I totally agree. So do heads spin when you say these things. But when they hear you out, I don't know how you can disagree with that. You were citing that men get how much more time for the same thing than a woman?
If I can point out two gender disparities in our society that are real. The first one is there a wage gap? And I know, Wes, you might push back, but there is some wage gap when we adjust for a lot of factors.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a 6.5 cent difference.
Right.
So women make 93.5 cents on the dollar that men do when we adjust for education, experience, hours worked, and things like that. And so the question is that due to discrimination? It could be, but we don't know. It's unexplained.
Yeah.
Variable.
I know that they did one study in New Jersey and they said that the women were offered overtime and didn't take it, and the men were, and they took it. And so it made it look like they had more wages.
And younger women earn about 8% more than younger men from the age of 18 to 29.
It's true. Among young people, women actually earn more than men.
Yeah.
But it's just a reality that men do make more, and some of it's unexplained, and it could be discrimination. Like, I maybe I'm not welcomed with that mm-hmm. idea, but yeah. it's a reality. But here's something that sure. was just published at the University of Michigan Law School by Sonia Starr. Mm-hmm. I'm only saying this because it has to do with gender. She's a female law professor at the University of Michigan. And she found that sentence lengths for the exact same crime and all the same back factors, mm-hmm. men will go to prison for 60% longer than women.
Wow.
And now, so you have a 6% difference in the wage gap, which is significant. I think it matters yeah. and we should address yeah, that's it. True. But we're talking 60% longer in a federal prison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that seems almost unconscionable. So there are gender issues that we should address, but they're drowned out in this advocacy for authoritarianism. And I think, you know, just empathizing with other people and mm-hmm. loving and mm-hmm. being non-coercive yeah. is the key here, because yeah. we can improve women's situation in this country, and we can improve men's too.
Right.
Together.
Right.
Because we all love each other.
I tell my boys, to respect women, but I don't tell them to do it at the cost of themselves. I tell them that you respect a woman, and a good woman will respect you back.
Absolutely.
Right?
Right. Oh, and by the way, it's not judges who are doing this. Mm-hmm. It's federal prosecutors who are advocating this gender disparity.
Well, okay. Feminism talks about, yeah. you know, equality between men and women and really mm-hmm. focusing on that. And they even say, they'll go so far as to say that they care about men's issues, but I don't see signs out there saying equal time for equal crime.
So. It's not cool to be a victim, Wes.
I don't think so. Man, I see right? see women stomping around demanding what a man has. I see men out there. I don't see them on a corner saying, I demand to have a baby. I better have one or I'm going to go ballistic. I don't see them marching in protest for that. It's because they kind of get that we have different roles. But women, right. for some reason, we have been taught you have to have everything
right.
and you're not going to be satisfied until you are. And then after you have everything, you want it, you know, in spades, you want it all over again or even more. Right. Right.
I've heard this a lot of times from a lot of different students that women want it all. That yeah. implies that men have
no
all.
Role. Yeah.
Or that we've yeah. had it all. Like,
oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
We barely get to see our children, you know,
like, so true,
you know, so men don't get it all.
It's funny that my husband and I switched roles for a little while, and the one thing I got out of it, besides wanting to come home and wanting to man cave for 30 minutes, I totally get you guys, trust me. take the kids, I hate them. Okay. All I can say is that the thought that you have to be responsible for this family is one of the hardest things. So when we women say that we, you know, oh, we have it so hard, the men have it equally hard in a different way. And that's what I learned about switching roles for a little while with my husband was, oh my gosh, the stress that you're under. And I feel for you.
That's why we're sometimes scared to exercise free speech. And that huge disparity in sentencing between men and women, I don't think the answer is to increase women's sentences at all.
Right.
It's to give the same sort of care and mitigating factors and concern to young fathers as we do young mothers.
Yes.
And the same concern for an old man as we do for an elderly woman. Like, empathy is really the key here.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you know.
Empathy and just respect. Just mm-hmm. natural.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
It will
and
naturally
there's a
happen.
Natural inclination of men and women to come together, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think authoritarians want to destroy that for ulterior motives.
And for the few that exercise sort of like this unrighteous dominion over their wives.
Oh, yeah, they're
you know
psychos,
what? There will be people like that, and they can learn a big lesson. It doesn't mean we had to change culture, right. you know, for a few of those. And they'll learn the lessons they need to learn in this life. But, yeah. but when you get right down to it, mutual respect solved a lot.
Absolutely. So, right. Love and mutual respect.
That's usually what solves that problem, too. Dr. Wes Jameson, thank you very much. Nate Kaplan, thank you.
Thank you,
that
Kate.
Was a lot of fun and interesting topic, too. I know. I want to know more about your research, too. That's an awesome lecture there, Dr. Jameson. And I appreciate both of you guys for coming in and saying what guys are afraid to say. Why are guys afraid to say it? I mean, you know, in general. Come on, you guys.
We
speak
want a
it.
Job.
I love it, right? Right? I know. Isn't that the truth? Be faithful. Be fearless. See you back here on Monday.
The 2018 Lincoln Continental is one drive you're sure to remember. With standard dynamic torque vectoring, all-wheel drive, and up to 400 horsepower. How about Lincoln Continental's lane-keeping system, blind spot detection, adaptive cruise control, and multi-contour seating? It's a drive you'll remember and one you'll wish to repeat. Right now, up to $12,000 in total savings from MSRP of $47,185. At Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. In stock only financing through Lincoln AFS OAC. See dealer for details.
Don't miss out on the active life on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 AM, KZNU. Every Thursday afternoon from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life will help you get the most out of your life. The Active Life is all about the senior community, full of motivational stories, inspiring moments, and people who add the gold to the golden years. Tune in every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to The Active Life, right here on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU. The Active Life is brought to you by the Huntsman World Senior Games.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4, Leeds.